I'm gonna wash, wash, I'm gonna wash, I'm gonna wash, wash, I'm gonna wash, I'm gonna wash my hands. This virus, it's just nasty, gets in your lungs and heart. Good news, we can beat this thing if we just play it smart. If you just do these two things, all scientists agree. Number one, just wash your hands and sing along with me.
Recognize that voice? Maybe you do. I don't know. Anson Williams, Potsy, Happy Days. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Us guys are doing good. Thank you so much. What motivated you to write that song, Anson?
Well, you know, Pump Your Blood was the original version of that on Happy Days about the anatomy.
Uh-huh.
It became kind of an iconic hit. In terms of, it just blew up all over the country after it aired on Happy Days decades ago. And all these anatomy classes have played it since. And my friend who wrote the song, very big award-winning composer by the name of Jimmy Dunn, I had this idea, well, what if we change the lyrics and help parents teach their kids, you know, wash your face, you wash your hands, don't touch your face. I said it might be a really fun way to really kind of get it in kids. To protect themselves during all this COVID stuff. So we re-recorded it and put it out there to help parents and school teachers or whatever make it fun for the kids and get it in their head to, you know, take, you know, proper precautions.
Well, you know, since Happy Days, you've been very active socially. When you've come up with an idea for whatever reason, you follow through with it. And one of those ideas has to do with, I think, what you call the four D's of driving. Can you explain what that's all about and how you started all this in the first place?
Well, it started off with drowsy driving because years ago, I almost killed myself because I fell asleep at the wheel. Thank God I didn't. I got control in time, but it was very scary. And my uncle, actually my second cousin, but I've called him uncle ever since I was born, is Dr. Heimlich, who created the Heimlich Maneuver.
Wow.
And years ago, together we helped get that on the air nationally to get it to the world. But he was very, very close to me. And he told me at the time to have cut up lemons. Whenever you're exhausted, bite into them. And he explained how the citric acid, the sour lemon, hits the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. You're up. You're worth nothing in your system. The body waking the body. No different than going to the doctor and they check your knee reflexes, your elbow reflexes. Same thing, except there's reflex sensory connection between the tongue and brain. So I did that for years, and I never had the problem again. And then, you know, through the years, I went into the product business. I love creating problem-solving products to help people.
Before we talk, before we talk about that product-solving problem, I want to understand this better. So what you do is you cut up a lemon, like the kind of lemon wedge you'd put in iced tea, and just keep
Yes.
And you keep it with you. And if you know you're going to be driving from here to there, and you may be drowsy, or for that matter, you're listening to this radio show and you get drowsy. No, that never happens. Or maybe you're doing...
Oh, stop that.
Yeah, I know. But you're doing something, anything that can make you drowsy. Maybe you're working at the computer for so many hours, you know? You can actually, rather than having a cup of coffee, this has the same effect?
Oh, it's a better effect. Coffee, first of all, coffee takes 20 minutes to take effect, and then you need too much of it. So it overdoses your system, gets your heart rate up, and screws up your sleep pattern. It's really just a marathon of exhaustion if you take any of this stimulating crap. It's just an instant wake up of the body. Your adrenaline hits, you wake up, and it's instant. And by the way, it's not just for drowsy driving. We found out it's for any type of exhaustion. Whether you have late hours working, whether you're studying all night as a student, whether it's sports, wherever you need to be alert, this is what it's great for. Aside from drowsy driving, anytime you need to be alert and safe, it's instant.
But not
it's old science, by the way.
but not everyone can carry a wedge of lemon with them, I don't think.
No, exactly. And that's why I had, so when I started studying, you know, when I started researching about exhaustion, drowsy driving, I had an idea, and I called Hank, and I said, Henry, why can't we, instead of biting into a lemon, why can't we make a high-powered lemon? Right amount of citric acid, sour lemon water, a bit of preservative, and have a spray drop, and just spray the top of your tongue. It hits the lingual nerve, boom. He goes, he got very excited. And he said, you will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. He said, it will be, he said, it's brilliant. I will help you. Let's get this done.
And in fact,
we created it.
In fact, you did create a product. I want to talk about that product when we come back. I want to talk about what happened to Tiger Woods very recently and what your take on that might be. And I also want to reminisce about Happy Days. If you have questions for Anson Williams, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call 16 minutes before 3 o'clock on WGN.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. We are talking with Potsy Anson Williams from Happy Days. And we're talking about a serious subject here. We're talking about what he calls the four D's of driving. Yeah, we're talking about drowsiness, but also distracted, drunk, and drugged. And I'll tell you, between the four of them, just take one alone, responsible for so many accidents. Regarding the drowsy part of that, Anson, you created a solution. Tell us about it.
Well, I actually was Dr. Henry Heimlich of the Heimlich Maneuver who really solved it. I just had an idea to make a little better scooter. So what it is, and it started off with just drowsy driving, and it's already been verified. We've stopped so many tragedies with alert drops. We've also been honored by the United States Congress, California State Senate, and Parents Magazine, who are very strict, put it through their own medical research and recommended it. They call it genius fix for drowsy moments. So it's a very important, credible product that, and I'm passionate about it because everyone out there listening, you get on alertdrops.com and you look and you buy this product. It's for the safety of your family and your friends. And I tell them too, if you don't want to buy alert drops, fine, have cut up lemons then. Alert drops, you know, it won't drop down your chin. But I just want to help people. And I promised Dr. Heimlich before he passed away just over 3 years ago, I would get this out because he knew how much it was going to save lives, save unnecessary tragedies, keep families together, etc. So We did it. We developed alert drops. If people go to alertdrops.com. They'll read all about it, the science, the credibility, the awards, all that stuff. And all it is a nice little spray bottle, and you just. If you start feeling tired or not alert, or I'm telling you, put a spray on your tongue, boom, you're up. You get that little bit of adrenaline rush, and man, you're alert. You're not going to hurt yourself.
You know, honest to goodness, Anson, I'm going to give it a try. Alertdrops.com for more information about that. So we just heard the Happy Days theme. Are you sick of it?
The Happy Days theme?
Yeah.
No, actually, I never get sick. There's a lot of themes I get sick of, but not that one. It always puts a smile on my face. It's just a magical theme to me. There's some about it that just connects.
Well, the question comes from actually a listener who texted us, 312-981-7200, asking, and it's one of those questions that I'm sure you get all the time. In fact, we have two back-to-back from listeners, the kind you probably get all the time. But it's the question, you know, that people want to know about. Do you feel that you were typecasted as Potsy and people still hear the theme they think of you?
Yeah, great. No, because, you know, actually, I never really cared because I love doing Happy Days, love doing comedy, but my ambition, kind of like Ron Howard, my ambition was not to be an actor forever. My ambition was to use Happy Days, learn everything I could about the business, directing, writing. And then when Happy Days was over, go behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not at all. All it did, all Happy Days did for me was help me tremendously. I mean, what a college I had for education. I shadowed Polanski directing Chinatown on the back lot. I shadowed John Schlesinger directing Day of the Locust. I saw, all the Grease musical numbers being filmed. I mean, it was just such an education. I went into the writing session. So I used it for future endeavors, for other aspects of entertainment. And thank God, it worked out. I've won the Humanitas as a writer. We've produced so many things. I directed over 300 television shows. It's just been a blast. It's been an absolute blast. And that all came out of that character Potsy, believe it or not. It gave me the opportunity to move forward.
And I assume working with Gary Marshall so often, a legend in comedy, that must have rubbed off a little bit. Talk about having mentors.
Well, Gary, I didn't give Gary enough credit. It's all because of him. He inspired us early on to not get in the way of ourselves, to not let ego get in the way of ourselves, to use this like a college, to learn all you could so you can wear many hats and survive in this business. He was a big inspiration, along with Jerry Paris, our director,
yes,
who played Jerry the Dentist next door on Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And he directed all the Van Dykes, won the Emmys. And then he directed 99% of Happy Days. Big, big influence on our lives. And Ron Howard. I mean, Ron, consummate pro, he was a star before he did the show. And his work ethic was phenomenal, and his humility is the same to this day. Hmm. So we had just a great group of people, of good people, along with talented people.
And the other question that comes from a texter, 630, wants to know, everyone wants to know, Potsy's favorite episode.
Wow.
Wow.
The one I laughed the most at was when Ralphie busted up Fonzie's motorcycle. And Donnie is my best friend. I, to this day, I just cracked. He's brilliant in it. So is Henry. I think it's the freaking funniest half hour I've ever seen.
Well, that says a lot about you. It's not an episode necessarily. You didn't say anything about yourself. You talked about other characters, and that's what you're all about.
Yes.
And these days, all about helping people, too. Give us the website one more time.
It's alertdrops.com. That's alertdrops.com. And everyone out there, seriously, this is not some vanity product. I'm not sitting there, using my face to make money. This is from Dr. Heimlich. This is for your lives, people. This is for your lives. This is for your kids. This is so a friend doesn't call you up and go, oh, my God, my son's in the hospital because he crashed into a drowsy drive and he fell asleep, or my husband didn't come home. You want the phone call that says, thank you so much for recommending Alert Drops. You can't believe how it's helped us. It avoided something terrible. That's how you want to live your life. So please, and what I tell you, too, if you can't get Alert Drops, keep cut up lemons.
All right. Either way, thank you so much. Anson Williams, a pleasure to talk to you. A pleasure to meet you.
God bless. God bless. Stay safe, everybody.